Okay. If a person has a dream and in the dream they are sinning, is it a real sin to
No.
dream about sinning?
No, it's not. And thankfully so. I don't know if you're asking for a friend. But I'll be really candid with you, Sam. I have, in the course of my life, I have had dreams that were so vivid that from time to time, even after I woke up, I couldn't tell, was that a dream or was that real? Did that really happen? Because in those dreams, I had committed some serious sin. And I remember feeling really terrible, like, oh my gosh, did I actually do that? Did that really happen? And you know, when you're in your semi-dream state, you're half asleep and you're not fully wide awake, those kinds of things can happen. And eventually, you know, I would become fully awake and I'd realize, no, that was just a dream. It didn't really happen, thank God. So the underlying principle here is the only way that you can commit a sin in a formal sense. I mean, you may do something that in itself is materially sinful, but you didn't know that, perhaps, or maybe there was some, you know, extreme compulsion, or somebody had a gun to your head, or you were delirious and you didn't know what you were doing, or, you know, there could be extenuating circumstances like that. But under normal circumstances, the way that you can commit a sin, and really the only way that you can commit a sin of which you would be formally guilty, is you have to intend to do it, whether it's large or small. So in the case of a large sin, a serious sin, a mortal sin, 1 John chapter 5 talks about how all wrongdoing is sin, but there are some sins that are not mortal, in other words, deadly to the soul. So let's just take that as an example. In order to commit a mortal sin that you are formally guilty of, it requires sufficient reflection, which you can't do when you're dreaming, because you're dreaming. It requires freedom to be able to choose to do something that you know God does not want you to do. And you don't have freedom because you're dreaming, you're asleep. And also the thing itself must be grave. And that too isn't present because you're not really doing anything. You're just dreaming about it. So all three of those requirements in order to commit a mortal sin are absent in the dream state. So come what may, nothing that you say or do in a dream is held against you because for the reasons I just mentioned. Does that help, Sam?
Awesome. That's a load off my mind.
Mine too, I'll tell you. Mine too. Aren't dreams weird? I mean, I dream every night, every single night. I dream and I dream a lot. And most mornings I can remember at least something about what I dreamt. And I tell you, I don't know where these ideas come from, but I find myself in interesting predicaments and I have to solve problems and I'm probably like everybody else, but I find dreams fascinating, don't you?
I sure do, but if I ever turn the news on when I first wake up, and if I doze back off, whatever they're talking about on the news, I'm dreaming I'm in the scenario. Mm-hmm. So I've met Donald Trump in my dreams many times.
Well, do you ever fall asleep during the Patrick Madrid show and just keep going in the dream state? You're dreaming about the Patrick Madrid show?
Never, never. Keep me wide awake.
Well, that's good.